الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى: وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. أما بعد. Honorable Ulama, beloved brothers, dear listeners, indeed it is a great day. Such a great day that we should understand that the seasons of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come every year. And these seasons have within them other seasons. The season of the month of Ramadan is one. The season of the day of Jumu'ah is another one. The season of the hour when the Imam gets up is another one. The season of the khutbah is yet another one. Subhanallah. Barakah on top of barakah on top of another barakah. How fortunate are we to be witnessing a day like this? Subhanallah. The question is, if we don't turn to Allah on such an occasion, when are we going to turn? That is the question. If I were to take you to your businesses, your shops, your day-to-day running around, you all know that come end of the year, the streets are busy. In fact, come weekend, the streets are busy. End of month, streets are slightly busier. When the holiday period comes into effect, there is greater traffic, you will notice. But come end of the year, is it not one of the biggest seasons for business? Then if the businessman has no stock in his shop, he is a fool. We all know, those of us who may have businesses, and those of us who see the shops around us, that when it comes to the end of the year, well in advance, we are prepared. We buy the lines that will move because we know that is the opportunity to make or to gain as much as possible, to make as much money as possible. In a similar but slightly different manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has His seasons. The month of Ramadan is by far the greatest season for all of us. Yes, the month of Hajj, the months of Hajj are also great. But the fulfilling of the great deed of Hajj is only for a certain category of people, for those who can actually afford it. When it comes to the month of Ramadan, it is for all of us, every single one of us. We need to prepare before Ramadan and stock up and pile up. And during the month of Ramadan, we need to trade and deal with Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. What is Salatul Taraweeh? Is it not dealing and doing business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereby we stand to gain and to earn from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy? What is the fasting? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bihi. Fasting is for me. I know the sincerity of every worshipper, and I am going to grant him a reward according to his sincerity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only accept our fasts, but may He multiply the reward of our fast as well. If we had a shop and we were told, look, charge 2, 3, 4, 500% profit, subhanallah, what would happen? We might even feel a little bit guilty sometimes to say, you know what, we are overcharging. But deep down, if really no one knew, let's say you bought something for 1 rand and you happen to sell it for 20 rands, people might not really know how much you bought it for. But that was your opportunity to gain, wasn't it? Subhanallah. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, forget about 20%, 100%, 200%. 700 times He will multiply, and even more. Why then don't we trade with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we close our spiritual businesses only to open the trading in the rand and the dollar? If that is the case, surely we are going to be from amongst the losers. What I have mentioned today and what I am going to mention today, I'm sure we have heard it in other words from every single scholar, especially during the months of Ramadan every year. But today I wish to share the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his advice. And I wish to put it forward to you in my own way so that we can understand. May Allah benefit myself firstly from what I am about to say, and all of us as well. And remember one thing, the verse I opened with, the great verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, look, remind, for definitely the reminder helps those who believe. We know that zina is haram, but when we are reminded time and again, it makes us more conscious of it, inshallah. And bi-idhnillah, we will stay away from it. We've been reminded time and again. Sometimes people plan to commit the sin. And when the alim gets up on a Friday and says, look, destroy those evil plans of yours, cancel them. Alhamdulillah, if we can manage to take a lesson from what is being said, that is what is meant, or that is what we are meant to achieve from this lecture on a Friday. And from the lectures that we always have, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us benefit. The question I wish to pose today, the month of Ramadan comes every year. What are we meant to achieve from this month? Well, how are we meant to treat this month? Understand it is a guest. It is a guest that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has permitted to come into our lives for a short period of time. Whether that guest will come next year, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. What that means, we might not see that particular guest. Similarly, whether we are going to die whilst the guest is in our home, that also we don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take us away, but Allah is giving us the opportunity. The season is open. The doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be knocked, and wallah, they will be open in this month. Allah calls out subhanahu wa ta'ala every single night of the entire year at the time of tahajjud. هَلْ مِنْ تَائِبٍ فَأَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِ هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ فَأُعْطِيَهُ سُؤْلَهُ هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ. At the time of tahajjud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling out, is there anyone who is seeking anything from me that I can give them? Is there anyone who is repenting that I can accept the repentance? Is there anyone who is turning back to me so that I can accept their turning back to me? What are we doing normally? May Allah protect us all. Sometimes the snoring is so loud that not only do we not hear the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we disturb those who are trying to sleep also around us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. But in the month of Ramadan, the beauty is we are awake at the time. For what? For the stomach of ours. We want to eat, subhanallah. Do we realize the same time that we are up for suhoor and sehri, that is the same time Allah, my creator, your creator, the one whom we need and he does not need us, he is calling out and he says, is there anyone seeking forgiveness that I can forgive him? Is there anyone repenting so that I can accept the repentance? Is there anyone who wants to ask me any of his needs that I can help him and assist him and fulfill those halal needs of his? What are we doing? We are worried about the time, subhanallah. This bowl of porridge that I have in front of me, let me finish it. And we are saying, make me an egg and do this for me and do that for me, without realizing that Allah is asking you something else. And my call here today is, wallahi, when we get up at that time, if we can, let's get up 5 minutes earlier, 10 minutes earlier. Get up and read tahajjud at least for 1 month during the year. Is it not the season? That is the season we are speaking about. Would you not buy a lot of stock and put it in your shop towards the end of the year? Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Why don't we understand that this is the season Allah is waiting for us to say, look, where is that stock? Come on, I want to trade, I want to deal, and I will give you the best deal. No one will be able to give you that deal. Subhanallah. Get up 5-10 minutes in advance, make tahajjud, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. And if we have got up late, even without that salatul tahajjud, whilst we are eating, communicate with Allah. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, you are calling out. I am the one who is responding. Subhanallah, your hairs will stand. Speak to Allah. Remember, He is saying, who is seeking forgiveness? Why don't you respond? Labbayka wa sa'dayka wal khayru fi yadayk. It is me, Ya Allah. I am seeking forgiveness. Forgive me, Ya Allah. And you will hear the response within you. I have forgiven you, my worshipper. Subhanallah. That is the response. Wallah, you will feel it. Spiritually, you will feel a better person immediately upon saying those words. Because Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is calling out to you. What more do you want than to respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, I have needs. My needs, I have this problem, this difficulty. Ya Allah, help me, Ya Allah. Subhanallah. And who knows, Allah might grant you the acceptance to even do that outside the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us from amongst those who only worship Allah in the month of Ramadan. Some unfortunate people, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and may He guide us all and guide them as well. Forget about the extra deeds. Even their fara'id during the year they do not fulfill. They don't know the masjid, they don't know salah, they don't know zakah, they don't know anything, subhanallah. They are not bothered about halal and haram. When it comes to the month of Ramadan, at least they try, inshallah, to fulfill their farad. But wallahi, remember one thing, with the fulfillment of that farad in the month of Ramadan, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say, Ya Allah, grant me the ability to fulfill this throughout the year. Ya Allah, grant me the acceptance to love your commands and to hate your prohibitions. Subhanallah. Meaning, to hate those things which you have prohibited, Ya Allah. Grant me the ability to hate them and make them ugly in my sight so that I don't even go near them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that acceptance. Remember, it is the month of Ramadan, the great month. Knock the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find it open. And if I can put it in other words, wallahi, the door is open already, but we are refusing to enter it. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month where a sunnah deed that you fulfill will be multiplied and you will be rewarded as though you have fulfilled an obligation. And the obligations and the fara'id will be multiplied 70 times and even more, depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Amazing. Why then do we not engage in this trade with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wallahi, to smile upon the face of a fellow believer is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But to do it in the month of Ramadan, you get the reward of a farad, subhanallah. As though it was an obligation that you fulfilled. Why don't we smile at each other in this month of Ramadan? To speak nicely to all human beings is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a requirement of the sharia. If you do it in the month of Ramadan, you will be rewarded more abundantly than even your imagination. More abundantly than you can imagine, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the acceptance. This is the season when we need to seize the opportunity to solve our problems with our parents. Some of us, as old as we are, we have difficulties with our parents, self-created, because we refuse to understand them. We don't want to talk to them. We don't want to communicate with them. Wallahi, I am inviting you and calling you to engage in this great act of worship known as solving disputes, subhanallah. And if solving disputes with anyone and everyone is a great act of worship, what about your own father? And your own mother, and your own wife, and your own in-laws, subhanallah. Is the time not enough? How many more reminders do I need, do you need, subhanallah? Why are our hearts hardened? Many a time when we hear, solve your problems, we start thinking in our minds that, you know what, it's not me, it's him or her. It's the other party. That is shaitan trying to stop you from solving the problem. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, even if it is them, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ يَبْدَأُ بِالسَّلَامِ. The better of you is the one who starts with salam. From that we also learn that the better of you is the one who starts and who initiates the solution of the problem. One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, لَيْسَ الْوَاصِلُ بِالْمُكَافِ وَلَكِنَّ الْوَاصِلُ أَلَّذِي إِذَا قُطِعَتْ رَحِمُهُ وَصَلَهَا. That the one who maintains a good relation is not the one whom someone sends you a bowl of soup, tomorrow you send them a bowl of soup back. Someone sends you 5 samosas, you send them 5 the next day. Or you send them 5, something else, you fry it. That's not a person who is, obviously it's a good deed. We are not saying no, we are not discouraging it. But we are saying the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went beyond that. He says the one who is maintaining good relation is not the one who gives tit for tat, subhanallah. Not the one who returns goodness for goodness, no. The one whom when the relation is destroyed, they make an effort to go and mend that relation. They initiate the mending of the relation. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. So this is the month of tawbah, turning to Allah. This is the month of solving our problems. This is the month of guarding our tongues. Look at what the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us. He says, and the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ وَالْجَهْلِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ فِي أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. Whosoever does not abandon foul speech and ignorance and bearing false witness in the month of Ramadan, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need the fact that he stayed away from his food. It will not help him in any way. This shows us that fasting is also the fasting of the tongue from bad and foul and vulgar language. As Muslims, do you know what shaitan does? And I'm sure every single one of you will agree. During the month of Ramadan, especially in the afternoon, when the belly is making those sounds, that is when shaitan comes to us and works on our temper. Someone does something wrong, we blow our fuse without realizing that is shaitan. He's jealous of your ibadah. He knows that you've stayed away from food, but lunchtime is gone. Now it's towards the evening. You are almost coming to iftar and your deed will be set, closed and passed on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a reward. And he wants you to close that deal, to close that deal with a very, very raw deed and act. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So what happens? In the afternoon, someone does something, and it has to happen from shaitan. Whether you are in your vehicle and someone cuts you up in front of you, and suddenly you hoot, and what happens? The words that fly out of your mouth, A'udhu Billah, may Allah protect us. This is what we need to protect our tongues from in the month of Ramadan. This is what Allah is teaching us. One day in the month of Ramadan, the food might be burnt, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see, you fasted for so many hours for me, I want you to bear a little bit of patience beyond that. Let's see if you can do that. And what happens? We hopelessly fail. What benefit did we gain from that particular fast? Subhanallah. What benefit did we gain? Let us ask ourselves the question. So this is something we need to understand. Charity begins at home. That is a saying. But it was taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibda biman ta'ul. Start with those who are closest to you. Those whom it is your duty to look after them. Subhanallah. Let us ask ourselves on this beautiful day, Mubarak day, the day where Allah has granted us so much in terms of barakah, question yourselves, it is not too late to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Am I a genuine person in my own home? Am I an asset to my wife? Does she really think that I am a good person? Do I help my family members, my children? Am I good to my parents? How do I speak to them? Or do I sideline them totally? If that is the case, are you a good Muslim? Today Islam has the wrong image in the whole world because we have turned away from these beautiful teachings. Tell me, a single teaching of Islam, do you think it's bad? Do you think it has anything evil for myself and yourself in it? A'udhu billah. Wallahi, we as Muslims all bear witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us to be from amongst this ummah, which is the best of ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us so much that if we are to fulfill what the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, not only will we have success in the akhirah, but in the dunya firstly, we will be successful. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, whosoever does good deeds, male or female, if they do good deeds, Allah says, فَلَنُحِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. The first thing we will do is we will grant them a happy life, a pure life. We will grant them, subhanallah, from ourselves, barakah in their lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us happy with whatever decisions He has decided for us. But at the same time, may He not decide for us something that will be too difficult for us to cross. So this is the month of Ramadan. This is the blessed month. Every time we have this month, subhanallah, it comes, it goes. It comes, it goes. Let me give you the example that I gave last year, subhanallah. And I am going to repeat it this year. Allah has allowed myself and yourselves to see this Ramadan. If Allah wanted, He could have taken us away. Look, if you were to walk into a bank, subhanallah, and you were lucky and fortunate, they said, you know what, you've won, you are the lucky person, we are closing the doors, here's all the money, take whatever you can carry and walk out. Take whatever you can carry and walk out. So now, subhanallah, firstly, you can't believe, because why? Rand. When it comes to rand, obviously we can't believe. Subhanallah. And then we start scratching our heads. Am I dreaming? We might even pinch ourselves to say, no, 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 it's a reality. Right, now the doors are closed. They've given you the sacks. How many do you want? And you say, I want 10 sacks. Empty sacks. And you go behind the tellers there and you fill as much as you want. Just picture it, visualize it, because I'm going to raise a point when I'm finished. You raise, meaning you put as much as you can in all these sacks and you are happy. Everyone is looking at you in the bank and they are saying, look at how blessed this person is. How fortunate they are. They have been granted. The doors are closed only for them. They are taking as much as they want. And then you have 10 sacks. You can barely walk. And then subhanallah, to open the door, you put the sacks down. Then you open the door is open and you walk out, and you know those doors, how they work. When you walk out, you can't come back in. It's gone. Now when you walk out, the door closes. Where are the sacks? Where is the money? What happened? You were so happy, but you forgot it inside the bank. Now you came out with nothing. And you are even poorer, poorer than when you went in the first place. Wallahi, the same thing is happening to us every Ramadan. Allah tells us, here is the goodness. Take as much as you want. So in the month of Ramadan, we fill so much. We put everything into our sacks. And we are so happy. We look at everyone. Iftar time, we are making dua to Allah. We engage in taraweeh. We fast for Allah. Our sacks are full. 10 sacks. The day of Eid, we forgot everything in the month of Ramadan. We walk out exactly how we were before Ramadan. What did we achieve from that month? Subhanallah. The problem is, in dunya terms, if this was to happen to you with the bank once, the next time it happens to you, you will make sure that you take less sacks, but you come out with them. But in terms of deen, every year it is happening to us. Every single year we are forgetting the sacks inside. And we are coming out with absolutely nothing. We've achieved no spiritual upliftment. We've achieved nothing at all. If this is the case, wallahi, this, are we not still in the month of Ramadan? And therefore we are fortunate. We are lucky. Wallahi, Allah has granted us opportunity after opportunity, subhanAllah. So remember one thing. This opportunity, don't ever lose it. And understand, Allah has granted us a great blessing by keeping us breathing today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our sins. May He make us from amongst those who benefit from the month of Ramadan. May He make us from amongst those who don't engage in backbiting, stealing, slandering, cheating, and all sorts of ill and evil. Wallahi, become conscious. If you have done something in the past, whether it is zina, whether it is drinking alcohol, whether it is engaging in drugs, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La tayasu min rawhillah. And in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Inform the believers, inform my worshippers that no matter what you have done, don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive every single sin of yours. The minute you lose hope, you are insulting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are losing hope in the most merciful. Whom then do you want to have hope in? Subhanallah. So don't lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. The month of Ramadan, today we can effect change in our lives. Today. It can happen now and here. What we need to do, and I will end with this point inshaAllah. You know, if we take a look at the kuffar, and it's unfortunate that they learned from our forefathers, and today we have to look at them. A'udhu billah. They learned from our forefathers. They took knowledge, not only the knowledge of how to live, but even academic knowledge. The falakiyat, astronomy, astrology, what all these things they have taken from the Muslims. But today, we have to turn to them because we've left our deen, subhanallah. We look at them, we will find one thing. When the new year comes, they make something known as New Year resolutions. And they work according to them. Now this year I'm going to cut my drinking, I'm going to do this. And most of these resolutions, almost 100% of the resolutions are in the right direction according to them. Meaning, they will not plan failure. They will plan some form of success. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. When it comes to us, we have the month of Ramadan, we have Hajj, we have the big night, we have the 10th of Muharram, we have Yom Arafah, we have so many blessed days Allah has granted us. Still, we don't ever make a resolution for the sake of Allah and for the sake of our own upliftment. Why is that the case? So today, I call upon everyone to make a resolution. The first resolution is to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To leave our bad ways. Wallahi, if you make that resolution, Allah will help you. And we don't want to call it a Ramadan resolution, but we definitely need to call it part of our spiritual benefit from the month of Ramadan. This is the month. It is a guest. Wallahi, it is going to leave us. It was only here for a few days, 29 or 30 days. Already half is gone. Believe me, it is gone. Now if we haven't turned to Allah in this month, which month are we going to turn to Allah in? If we haven't turned to Allah this year, in this Ramadan, do we want or can we guarantee we are going to be here next Ramadan? Wallahi, let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be strong, be firm, Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you even more firm, and Allah will grant you success in the dunya and the akhirah. Wallahi, we could go on and on speaking, but inshallah, as they say, when you have a bottle of cough mixture, you can't drink the whole bottle one time. You need to have a spoon at a time. This was the spoon that we gave today. May Allah grant us also the benefit from what has been said, and may Allah benefit everyone who is here. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.